What's up, fam? Welcome to Love Alive Church, the podcast, where we exist to help you find family, discover purpose, and change the world. Thank you for tuning in to this week's message. I hope that is a blessing to you and your family. Let's go.
That this is a day of redemption, a day of freedom.
Yes, yes.
God, we came for you today, but we know that you've come for us, and we want all that you have to offer us in this place. Rush us with your anointing, God. Rush us with your love, God. Rush us with your grace in this place. Rush us with your compassion, God. Freedom, freedom. Hallelujah. Mark the 8th chapter. Verses 34 through 37, it says, Jesus summoned the crowd along with his disciples and had them gather around. And he said to them, if you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely disown your own life. And you must be willing to share my cross and experience it as your own as you continually surrender to my ways. For if you let your life go for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, you will continually experience true life. But if you choose to keep your life for yourself, you will forfeit what you try to keep. For what use is it to gain all the wealth and all the power of this world with everything it could offer you at the cost of your own life? And what could be more valuable to you than your own soul? What could be more valuable to you than your own soul? What could be more valuable to you than your own soul? I'm going to have you say that, but this is just a moment I know that God has us in. You know, we're in this soul detox. And I know I'm going to invite my people to come out of the room and sit behind the door, y'all, because I want to get this thing right for you. We're in this moment of soul detox, y'all, to come out. And God is doing something over these next few weeks that not only today is going to be the day of freedom, but, you know, as we go on the rest of the weeks, we want to deposit something on the inside of you. I want to say something because you're going to experience something powerful today, and many of you are going to, experience freedom in ways that you have not experienced before. But what I want to say is that freedom is not just a moment, but the momentum that you create in your life. Moments and momentum are different. Momentum is when you figure out how to create a series of moments that never stop. And so what I want from this day forward is spiritual momentum to build in your life. Because today, after you get free of these things, I want you to be aware of the fact that the enemy is coming right back. And he's so strategic, and I'm going to go ahead and reveal his strategy so you'll be ahead of him.
Right.
When you get free, the first thing that the enemy tries to do is place temptation in your path to try to pull you back into the same things. And what he will do is right after he releases the temptation, he'll release the lion spirit to come and tell you that the temptation that you're experiencing is who you are. And if he can get you to believe that the temptation is actually your identity, then he can get you to respond. Because once you feel like, well, I never got free in the first place, it's easier to fall back into the same cycle. And so that's why today it's important for you to get these things that we're going to talk about, because I want you to be able to manage the momentum of your spiritual journey from this day forward. You know, we talked about the soul last week and how the soul is the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being or animal regarded as immortal, emotional, or intellectual energy or intensity, especially as revealed in a work of art or an artistic performance. The soul is the seat of our emotions. We learned last week that the soul can be manipulated to respond
to a number of different things, and if we don't learn how to manage the soul properly, it will be led by the flesh instead of the spirit man. The soul, just like our emotions can go on a roller coaster, the soul can also go on a roller coaster until you get spiritually mature enough to know how to manage it properly. And so this detox that we're going through is because there are some things that through our life experiences, we are living our life, we've allowed some things to come in that should not be there. And when you detox, what you're doing is getting rid of or ridding yourself of things that could contaminate you and prevent you from accomplishing whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. This last week we were soul searching. Because the first thing, before we can get free, we have to first know what's in there. Right? It's hard to get free of something that you have not identified first. And I hope a lot of you were following along on social media this week. We put out things for you to do daily so that you can go through that soul searching process. Three ways we said things come in to our souls. They can be generational or hereditary, which means that somewhere I was not the first person to allow this in my bloodline. The enemy felt that he got a hold of my family lineage because somebody surrendered to the strategy of the enemy first, and the enemy made his camp or his home in my family. And that's how you see families where the same things happen from generation to generation to generation to generation. You say their mama was like that, their grandmama was like that, their great grandma was like that, and that's a soul contamination that's come through generational or hereditary bloodline. Then there is the situational life circumstance, trauma, traumatic experiences introduce things into our soul. And before we know it, we're struggling in areas because we have not addressed the trauma. Because confronting traumatic experiences to get free is not an easy thing. It can be difficult. It can be hard. Because to get to the healing, you have to acknowledge the pain. Not only acknowledge that the pain exists, but you have to do something. A lot of times to fix pain, you got to do something more painful. If I have a cut that's really deep, it's painful to go through the process of having it stitched. But if I don't endure the painful moment of the stitches, I don't get to the healing. And many times what we have done is put a band-aid over a wound that needed to be stitched. And if you put a band-aid over a wound that needs to be stitched, you will cover it up and maybe people can't see it, but the is coming, baby, because if something needs to be stitched up, it cannot be healed any other way. And that's what it looks like when we try to get free without God. Band-aid when you need stitches. And then there's the self-inflicted things. See, it's not just because of what your family did before you, and it's not just always because of what was forced upon you that you did not subscribe to on yourself on your own. Sometimes you have made foolish decisions. Like I said last week, either out of ignorance or out of stupidity. Ignorance simply means that you did not know better. Stupidity says you knew better and you chose to do anyway. Whatever way you got there, we're here to get you free. Now, there's been a lot of stupidity before today. We got to get smarter now, because when we have the strategy of the enemy and the plan of God to stay free, then now we have to implement it. And so, last week we talked about how important it is for us to be able to do soul searching. And when Ivan first started last week, he was blindfolded, because before we really come to God and allow God to be a part of this process, what the enemy does is trap us. He traps us in darkness where we can't even see clearly enough to know what's going on with us, and we don't have the power to address it because we're not even aware. And I know that the soul searching process that you've been on this week probably was not the easiest, because soul searching is not meant to be comfortable. When your eyes are open, you know, when you first look, you might be fearful of what you see. When you're looking around, he's like, what is this? What is this? Where am I? How did I get here? Or it can be overwhelming, because going through the process of freedom, and figuring out what that's going to look like. Sometimes I got all this anxiety. I don't even know where to start. I feel like I'm by myself. I'm overwhelmed because that's what it looks like when we try to do it on our own. Sometimes you just want to give up. The enemy's job is to try to get you so overwhelmed and so much in fear that you decide that it is not worth you putting up the fight. But I want to talk briefly about how to get free in your soul. I want to talk briefly about how to get free in your soul, and then we're going to make an altar call today. We have plenty of people here to pray with you today, because I suspect that a lot of people will rush the altar today. How do I get free in my soul? The first thing I got to know is Psalms 54:3, it says, "For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul." There's a constant battle for my soul. The English Standard Version says, "For strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves." We have to understand that there is a constant war over our soul every day. And that freedom is a process. Freedom for you, for some of you in this room, freedom is going to look like you receiving prayer today, and you leaving out of here and realizing that you need to speak with a counselor tomorrow. Freedom is a process. How do I get free of my soul? Number one, I must find the strength to forgive. Letting go is a part of moving forward. What forgiveness does is it removes the unnecessary weight so you can take the necessary steps onto the next leg of your journey. And this can be hard to do because for many people, holding on to unforgiveness feels like a victory. It feels like protection. It feels like I am guarding myself by not forgiving. But what I'm actually doing is preventing myself from moving forward. Forward gear. When I can think of it that way, it's to give forward. Sometimes a person doesn't even deserve what you're giving them. Much like we did not deserve the forgiveness that was given to us by Christ Jesus. But he gave forward. He gave understanding that there would become a moment and a time in our lives that we would be reconciled with him. Bible says in Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Some of you need to forgive your family for putting you in environments that introduced you to the wrong things. Yes, Lord. You resenting your parents because they didn't protect you. You felt that they didn't guard you properly, and you were put in predicaments, and you were young, and you didn't understand what was going on. Today is the day to forgive. For some of you, it's going to be forgiving the abuser. Forgiving the people that left you unprotected. Forgiving yourself for the mistakes that you made and the things that you have disappointed yourself with. See, the thing about forgiveness is that when you forgive, the forgiveness is the part that gets you free from the traumatic experiences. And so when forgiveness happens, see, this trauma that was plaguing them, the physical abuse that was holding on, it has no more control. Because when I make a decision to let it go, it can no longer entangle me. The second thing is I have to find the strength to fight. This requires you to believe in yourself and also God to be with you. You have to have a no quit attitude. When you are warring against the enemy, you can't be no punk with the devil. You gotta find some strength to fight him. And you have to know that the devil is not gonna make it easy. It's a war, it's a war, it's a war. He's pulling and he's pulling and he's pulling, but you got to trust in God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, "For the Lord your God is who? He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory." Never overcome what you don't develop the strength to face head on. And when it seems too big, when you rely on God's help to carry you, but he said to me in Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It is only when we recognize that we're not alone that we receive great strength. And so, even though you are wrestling, and here's a war, here's a fight, here's a fight, here's a fight, here's a battle, but then God steps in and he says, give us some freedom. And before you know it, some other things start letting go. See the process. The third thing I must do is find the strength to endure the resistance. It's not just starting a fight, but it's getting prepared for the resistance. Because when I start the battle, I must know that the enemy is not going to make it easy for me. And many of us show up for the fight, but we can't remain in the ring. Some of us show up for the first round because we thought it would be over in one round. We never expected the enemy to have enough fight in him for 10 rounds. But you have to find the strength to endure the resistance. Knowing this, that resistance is a strength builder. Endurance is will-based resolve. When faced with resistance, we choose to endure or end. End is a part of both. But what comes after the desire to stop determines whether or not you receive the full manifestation of what has been prepared for you. Amen. See, to endure says, I'm going to go until I reach the final destination. So although resistance is coming, and I'm still battling, and I'm still warring, I'm fighting because I have the strength to endure, and before I know it, some other things fall off of me.
Yes.
So you got to know that freedom is yours. It's not something that's just reserved for certain people. It's reserved to whomever subjects themselves. What we said in that song, Jesus, our hearts are open. Final thing is you must find the strength to shut the door. The final fight is getting free from the final things that have been bothering you, been holding you down. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, don't give the slanderous accuser of the devil an opportunity to manipulate you. Another scripture says, give no place to the devil. You have to learn how to seal the passageways of the enemy. Pick the devil up and put him out the door. Put him out the door. Put him out the door. Tell him where you're going. You're leaving. You're leaving. You're gone. I'm shutting the door. You cannot be here. I'm not allowing you to be here. I'm changing my number. You can't call me no more. Don't knock on my door anymore. Don't try to come and intimidate me anymore, because the door is shut. You're not coming back here. And when you get to this point, you are now open to be surrendered to God in tree and total worship, so that God can begin to do the process of filling you up all over again. See, the bondage makes it hard to do this surrender. The bondage makes it harder to worship. The bondage makes it harder to come to God freely, without guilt and without shame, because the bondage will tell you that you are what you did. You are what happened to you. You're going to always be this way. But I believe on today that you're rising in your strength and in your confidence, and you're saying, I'm going to get free today. I'm going to forgive, because I'm not going to hold on to what happened to me. I'm giving forward. I got the strength to fight the enemy, and if he tries to resist me, I'm going to endure, because devil, you're getting out of here today. Never to return again. This is the place we want to end in. Complete total surrender. So you say, even when I worship, I haven't felt this connection with God. See, when God does something for you like this, when God gets rid of the baggage that you've been holding on to, when you experience freedom for the first time, you can't help it. You see people that worship God, they can't help themselves. It's because we know what God did for us. It's because we know what he brought us out of. It's because we know that we couldn't do it on our own. It's because we know we don't stay like this. Then the door might open again, so I'd rather be here than to be bound.
Yes.
Standing your feet all over this place. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, this is a day of freedom. We don't always call you to the altar, but today I believe.